spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in international news here, North and South Korea, you know how hard the United States is trying to get the Korean War going again. Technically, it never ended. It's the world's longest ceasefire. And we've got ships exercising on their shoreline. The South Korea was shooting and shelling in their area, being goaded by the United States. And I guess the two Koreas have decided that maybe they don't want to be the next Vietnam, so that the U.S. and Russia can come in and prove how butch they are. The North and South Korea have restored the special hotline communications between the North and the South. It had been severed. Now they've got the phones working again, so the two governments can talk to each other and perhaps head off, being the background body count for the next expression of America's imperialism. Alrighty. Now, over in Afghanistan, one of the reasons that the U.S. government is continuing to try and justify invading Afghanistan and spending all this money and all these lives of Americans pounding this place into dust is that, by golly, those gosh darn Talibans, I mean, they're not going to admit the opposition to the Taliban was the Taliban ended the opium traffic. And they're not going to admit the fact that the Taliban wanted a fair market price for that oil pipeline that is now being built through Afghanistan at the oil company's chosen price. Okay. But we hear in the media about, oh, gosh darn those Taliban, they're opposed to education for girls. Well, guess what? As of today, the Taliban has officially dropped opposition for education for girls. Girls, women are going to be allowed equal access to education along with the males. So that argument is now null and void. The Taliban are showing that they can, in fact, adapt to a new modern world, unlike the governments of the United States and Israel. Now, getting back to the aftermath and the fallout of the Arizona tragedy, apparently the FBI is now making lists of all people who criticize the government and are coming to pay visits in an effort to intimidate and scare people into, you know, not saying bad things about the government. So here's the bottom line. We are getting all these reports that the shooter in Arizona was a known mental case. We've now got a report out of the sheriff's office that he was, in fact, in the care of the mental health system. He may have been on antidepressants. We still can't get a firm word on that. The guy was a known issue. The sheriff is saying he was in the care of the mental health system. He had been making death threats to people by phone and by email, and there had been complaints, and the FBI did nothing. Okay? So, now the FBI, after it's all over and after the tragedy, they're coming around knocking on the doors of anybody who dares to stand up and say, you know, the FBI screwed up. They had every advance warning this was going to happen, and they did nothing whatsoever. And in the FBI's view, apparently, it is more important to prevent this criticism than to perhaps actually do the job, so the criticism would not be needed in the first place. And by the way, little interesting story. In August of 1941, British double agent, codenamed Tricycle, real name was Dusko Popov, handed the FBI the complete Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor, and the FBI decided, it's got to be a hoax and a joke. Great moments in the history of the Bureau right there. I can start with Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, aloha. We've got about 15 seconds, then we're going to have to take a commercial break, and you can come back, but you can start your question now.
Oh, how you doing, Michael?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about oil, black gold, if I could, when you come back.
All right, well, we'll definitely do that. Are you for or again? I'm just kidding. It's a joke. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials here, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Scott in Wisconsin about oil. There's oil in them there, whisses. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you wanted to talk about oil. Exactly what's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael? Hey, I love that song right there, you know.
That's from the last depression.
I know, brother. God bless you. Hey, you know, you were talking earlier about abandoned cars.
Yes.
And, you know, we talk about oil. I believe, Michael, that as this spring comes along and as we get into early summer, I think that a gallon of gas is going to be close to $4 to $5 a gallon.
Oh, absolutely.
And you take a look at, talking about abandoned cars, Michael, there's two guys that I just went off, and I love RBN. I'm glad you switched over there.
Okay.
Two gentlemen that were in, they know what their stuff is about this. The number one was a legendary oil man, T. Boone Pickens.
I remember him making a big thing about his windmill farms
right.
This last election season.
And the other one was the well-expertized John Hofmeister, who retired of the Shell Oil Company. These two gentlemen, they know, of course, how to play the cards with the black gold. But what do you? Can I ask you, Michael, what are you guys paying out in Hawaii for a gallon of gas right now?
We're right about 3.5.
Oh, are you? Yeah,
we're at
in Wisconsin Boone here, we're starting to creep over $3 right now. And I think, Michael, when we see this, what happened back, Brother Michael, I'm going to call you, back in 2008 when they raised a barrel of oil to $150, right?
Correct.
You see that the escalate in the food prices, and we already know across this world we are in a very catastrophic mess with food right now, shortages.
Correct.
And I think, Michael, as this, like I said, this comes along, people better get ready to start getting prepared as far as riding your bike 10 speed or getting a scooter or getting something else to get around, because this would not be good. And who's to say, Michael, if they would stop at $5 a gallon?
Oh, there's no. Well, basically, they're gonna charge whatever price they can get away with. I mean, obviously, it doesn't do them any good to have a really high price if nobody's actually spending the money. So, basically, they're going to be looking at finding a price that makes them a profit, but people are still going to be willing to go to the gas pumps. Now, as long as there's a war going on, the oil companies don't have to worry about selling gas to people, because the government will pay whatever the oil is going to cost and continue their wars. One of the reasons we have shortages driving up prices are all the petroleum products that are being spent in all these wars around the world right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. And, you know, let's just take this for instance to give a little sample to people. I'm in a little town away from me. It's kind of a big town. It's about, let's say, 15 miles. Can you imagine filling your tank up with 5 gallons a gallon and only going probably maybe, let's say, one round trip of 20 miles, and your tank's going to be empty? So this is something that we should get prepared, because I do believe in my soul of being, you know, I am a spiritual person. I'm not going to preach. But you're awake, Michael, and I do foresee that this is coming. And I'll leave it at that, brother.
Yeah, we are basically seeing all of the classic signs of a descent into fascism, poorer quality products that cost more, absolute complete abandonment of concern of the general population in favor of taking care of the banks, which we're hearing from the administration and from Bernanke. And, yeah, gas prices are going up because it's not that the gas is more expensive. The dollar just isn't worth anything anymore. And you can look at the rising prices. They're talking about a food crisis. But the reality is there is no food crisis. It's a dollar crisis. And the media is going to say, oh, it's the food prices are out of control and the petroleum prices are out of control and all this stuff. No. What is out of control is the value of the dollar. That's what's out of control. The government has lost control of its own currency, because it ceded the ability to control that currency to a bunch of private bankers. And, you know, they're caught between a rock and a hard place, because, you know, they want a lower dollar to stimulate manufacturing and exports, although we're not seeing that yet. But the problem is, if the dollar drops too far in value, you're going to see a panic sell-off of American equities, and those people holding those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, they're going to start panicking even worse than they are right now. Alrighty, so thanks a lot for the phone call, Scott, and if you're not already gone, we're going to say goodbye and let you go right here. Now, getting back to the environmentalism, it just gets weirder and weirder out there. Over in Massachusetts, our New England, state of Massachusetts funneled $58 million state taxpayer dollars into a solar plant, which has never been able to actually show a profit. It is now shutting down. $58 million blown for the global warming hysteria. Now, yesterday we were talking about how an investigation had finally identified the cause of the fire that swept through the Mount Carmel region of Israel a short while ago and caused just horrific devastation and damage there. And all the insurance companies were hoping it would be found it was an act of God, because then they don't have to pay damages. Well, I'm sorry. They found a human cause, and no, it was not Al-Qaeda, and it was not a Palestinian, it was not an Arab Muslim. It turns out one of the ladies staying at the Rainbow Camp, an environmental activist group, decided she was going to burn her used toilet paper so that it would not be an affront to nature. Somebody needs to tell her about, you know, where fertilizer comes from in gardens. But so she sets it on fire. There's a brisk wind, and the wind picks up the pieces of flaming toilet tissue. And there's a line in there about something hitting something that I'm not going to go into, but it basically blows these flaming bits of flaming feces, you know, all over the place and starts the fire. And, you know, oh golly gee whiz, huge environmental disaster, and one of the environmentalists actually caused it. Now, remembering that story from yesterday brings us to this story. You've probably seen, if you watch National Geographic or Smithsonian Channel or Discovery or any of these channels, where there's always somebody down there in Antarctica who's grabbing these little penguins and they're slapping these little radio tags or even cameras on the penguins and putting them back in so we can study how they behave. So far, so good. Well, a 10-year study has found that the penguins that are wearing these radio tags and camera tags and other bits of whatever, it's changing their behavior. They're having fewer chicks. They have a lower survival rate. These little tags are increasing their drag in the water. They're very streamlined, sleek little birds. You put any little doodad on them, it's going to affect their ability to swim and maneuver rapidly. It's going to tire them over time when they're doing a long overwater migration. And now they're realizing that all of these factors mean that the data that they're getting from these radio tags and cameras and everything else does not represent the behavior of the non-tagged birds. So these wonderful environmentalists who come up with these bright ideas for funding, they never think them all the way through. They're sticking these tags on the penguins, which are shortening their lifespan and their fertility, and disrupting their normal behavior patterns and producing data that is absolutely meaningless in terms of studying the population of penguins that are not wearing radio and camera tags. That about sums it up. And it's another classic case of all the people who are making wonderful fortunes on this hysteria over environmentalism and global warming, and they come up with these harebrained schemes that turn out to have not been really carefully considered all the way through. And I want to remind everybody, I think the environment is very important and it needs to be protected and it needs to be used wisely. And there are a lot of very bad things being done right now. But there are a lot of even worse and stupider things being done by the very people who are screaming about how much they love the planet. Now, before he passed away, Michael Crichton had this wonderful speech on complexity theory and environmentalism. It was at his website for some reason following his death. It's now been taken down. It's still found around the net. It is also excerpted into a chapter in the middle of Michael Crichton's book, State of Fear, which, in hindsight, was one of the most brilliantly predictive novels that the man wrote. But in there is the history of Yellowstone National Park. And it's a history of one environmental disaster after another, after another, after another, after another. And there's no evil corporation, no oil company, no Arab Muslim to blame it all on, because every one of these disasters was brought about by the environmentalists, who, with the very best, most noble of motivations, screwed up the place time and time again. We've had a lot of those disasters here in Hawaii. We have a problem with three pest animals, but two of them are the Polynesian rat, which came here on the voyaging canoes, and we have mongooses. And the mongooses were deliberately imported and released in the hopes that they would keep the rats under control. Well, rats are nocturnal and mongooses operate in the daytime. They just don't see each other. And so instead of one pest animal, we had two, courtesy of the environmentalists. Now, the cat problem we have here, those came in with the whaling ships. But over on the southeastern corner of the island, right across from Sea Life Park, there are these two little islands. You've probably seen them in posters and travel magazines. The shorter of the two, for a while, was being called the Island of Plastic Birds, because a whole bunch of tax money was spent to put all these plastic birds all over this island in the hopes that real versions of those same birds would think it was a safe place to land and build their nest. Complete failure. Not only did it not lure more of the birds to the island, it scared the few birds that were already using that island away. The plastic birds have now been taken down. The money is gone. Nothing was accomplished worthwhile, and that is the way government and environmentalism continue to careen through life, wrecking the planet and getting paid for it. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm just getting this story that's coming in. It's a science story where apparently a student who was working on his PhD thesis dug up some salt crystals. Well, actually, somebody else had dug up the salt crystals from way below the floor of Death Valley and saved them as samples. And this PhD student looks at them and realized there's something growing inside them. And they basically bore in and analyze this and discover these 34,000-year-old organisms that had been trapped by this salt crystal. And they're still alive and they're still functioning. It's kind of amazing here. And it's an interesting thought here. We, as very large carbon-based life forms, we're used to the idea that we have a cycle where we are born, we grow, we get old, and then we die. And we don't realize that some of the earliest life that emerged on Earth did not have a built-in clock of any kind. And under ideal circumstances would just go on living and living and living and living. We know that some of the deep crust microbes that produce methane way down in the crust of the earth, they appear to live forever under ideal circumstances. There are complex life forms that will not age. Carp is one. That's why the Japanese revere the carp as a symbol of longevity. they don't get old. They just get bigger. And they will die eventually of disease or somebody will eat them. But under perfect circumstances, they go on living forever. And there are some temples in Japan and in Asia, in China, where they have these gigantic carp living in the pools that have just been there for thousands of years. So it's a reminder that the aging process is something that actually seems to have been selected for by evolution, probably for no other reason than to get us old people out of the way of the new people as they move forward so that we don't completely deplete the Earth's resources in a single generation. And it's for this reason that anytime I hear somebody proclaiming in the news, oh, I have found the secret to reversing aging, I think we can accept that if such a medical treatment or magic pill or potion actually existed, if there really was a fountain of youth, it would be one of the most closely guarded secrets in history, because the availability of age reversal would immediately trigger a Malthusian catastrophe of overpopulation and war for resources. And, you know, like anybody else, I'd like to live forever. I'd like to roll the clock back and you know, be young and handsome like I never really was, but I like to pretend I used to be. And but it actually, in terms of the welfare of the entire planet, it would be a disaster. Now, maybe at some point when a means for economically feasible space travel to other star systems is developed, then we can allow immortality to enter our population, at least for the flight crews. At least for the flight crews. But it's very fascinating, just a reminder of these. There are still unknown things about this world, and that's very reassuring to me. Because remember when you were a kid and the entire world was a mystery and you were looking through Ripley's Believe It or Not and the Sunday Funnies for all the weird, amazing things that were out there? And then you live long enough, you can start sort of getting to that idea of, oh, we know it all, we've seen it all, there's nothing new out there. And then something pokes its head out of the shadows and said, hi, over here. I remember when they finally began to acknowledge the red jets and the blue sprite lightning phenomenon that goes up from the clouds instead of down. And it had been reported for years by pilots and sailors who caught a glimpse of it. And the scientists are saying, it's an optical illusion. There's this bright flash of light in the lower field of your eye, and you just saw a reflection inside your eye up above that looked red or blue and blah, blah, blah. And then they actually caught these things on the space shuttle cameras. There are still wonders to be found out here on planet Earth, and these microbes are a very, very good example. We don't really know as much as we'd like to imagine. We don't really know a sizable portion of all that is out there to be known. There's a lot left to be learned here. So, you know, good for this guy, this PhD student. I presume he's going to be a doctor of, you know, biology or something now. But that's a really amazing discovery. Alrighty, let's see. I need something really short to get us out of this next break here. If you're living here in Hawaii and you are a customer of Hawaii Oceanic Time Warner Cable, and you either are or you own your own satellite dish, their customer service has really gone downhill. And I went out and I did a website. If you type Oceanic Cable customer service sucks, and you'll find all these complaints here. Yesterday we lost our internet and our TV and everything all at once, and when it came back just before yesterday's airtime, and we still had some issues with it going up and down. Now a significant portion of our high def TV channels will not work. It says not available, and I called Oceanic and I get the usual runaround. We haven't had other calls, which I know was a lie because I know our neighbor called in. You know, and we'll send a service representative in 20 and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So they're really terrible. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Rich in Alabama. Aloha, Rich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I just heard you talking about the lightning bolts colors coming from them. I was in the early 80s, I was stationed in Hawaii at Schofield Barracks, and mm-hmm. I happened to be lucky enough to get a six-month stint on the north shore of Oahu at the Mokulai'i Army Beach. And there would be storms that would come by through there. And there was one occasion, and I think I have photographs of that day, where I literally saw a lightning bolt hit Kaena Point, and a couple mm-hmm. seconds later, I just watched this phenomena of colors coming from the point. It started glowing, and it was the strangest thing. And mm-hmm. we just had it was one of those kind of rains that came through that, where you could see the island of Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
It caused it's kind of, I forgot what they call that, but it's I didn't even know what it was called until you brought it up. I heard that it was called St. Elmo's Fire. I don't know if, you know, that's literally what I what it was
well,
called.
Well, I would
seen.
Tend to think not, because St. Elmo's Fire is not associated with actual lightning strikes, but it is associated with heavily charged air And if you've ever been in a physics lab and you've done experiments where you pass electricity through various gas tubes, and you will, you know, you will get red light from neon and various other colors from various different gases. But in point of fact, you will get the same kind of an effect with ordinary atmosphere. And it tends to be blue-white, but there are other gases within the atmosphere, and they're now beginning to think that nitrogen can create a red color under certain circumstances. Scientists are thinking that if you take the Hope Diamond and you put it in ultraviolet light, it glows bright red, and when you stop the ultraviolet light, it continues to glow red for quite a long period of time, which is unusual even for a boron-doped diamond. And they're thinking there's some kind of an electrical interchange going on between the boron that's trapped in the diamond matrix and nitrogen molecules, which are trapped in the diamond matrix. And you will get a lot of nitrogen inside diamond. The more nitrogen, the more yellow the diamond tends to be. And so there's all these complex fluorescent interactions that are going on. Obviously, in the aftermath of a lightning strike, you've got a tremendous amount of static charge in the immediate vicinity. It can't always immediately dissipate based on, you know, ground conductance. And so some of it's going to leak back up into the atmosphere, and you will start getting these kind of glowing effects. I've seen lightning strikes up close where I've seen the phenomenon you're talking about. And there's also, of course, the possibility that certain materials in the ground are being vaporized and are, you know, drifting up just on their own heat, and they're also adding to the light show.
Kind of something similar. Do you think that it's possible that it also has like the same phenomena of maybe the northern lights?
The appearance is probably going to be very, very much the same. The actual mechanism of creation is going to be a little bit different, because in the case of lightning, we're dealing with static electricity and a lot of free electrons floating around. In the case of the northern lights, we're dealing with other kinds of subatomic particles that are emerging from the sun as part of the solar wind and are drawn to the poles by the Earth's magnetic field. But the end result is going to be the same. You have molecules of the various gases in the atmosphere being excited by the influx of this energy, and as they return to their ground state, they will give off photons of light in certain frequencies.
Cool. Back in 2003, I had seen the northern lights here in Huntsville, Alabama. It was the craziest thing. It just happened for one evening, but I thought it was pretty historically significant for me. But
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it, absolutely. The aurora are an amazing display, and fortunately, with the advent of very sensitive digital cameras, we're finally starting to see a video on the educational channels that really does capture what the aurora looks like without having to go into time lapse or anything like that. And it is an amazing display, and not a surprise that those cultures that witnessed it thought there was some kind of weird magic going on. The more energetic the influx of energy from the sun, the lower the latitudes the aurora will be visible in. I remember seeing the aurora one time in New Hampshire when I was a kid. There was a huge solar upset, and we were getting some of the red sheet kind of aurora down from Canada over New Hampshire. So it's a very intense experience, and it's one of the really magical things that you can see out there in nature. All right, now I want to go back over here and talk a little bit more about Israel. We have been seeing this very weird situation where Israel is all of a sudden embarking on a program of overt racism that almost seems intended to provoke more criticism, or possibly it's a distraction. And of course, when you criticize Israel, they scream, you're being racist and anti-Semitic and everything. So we're in this very bizarre situation that when you point out where Israel is being racist toward the Palestinians or at anybody else, they turn around and say, no, you're the one who's being racist because you shouldn't be criticizing us. So anyway, one of Israel's leading rabbis, Rabbi Dov Lior, chief rabbi of Hebron, basically told a conference at an Israeli fertility group that Jewish couples who are needing artificial insemination should go to extreme lengths to make sure that they only get sperm from other Jews, because, and this is what the guy said, okay, if you get sperm from the goy, their traits of barbarism and criminality will be passed on to the child. Now, this goes all the way back to the 1930s eugenics movement here in the United States, where it was believed that negative social behavior like criminality was inherent genetically, and that children of criminals would be criminals, whereas the children of great people would turn out to be great people themselves. We all know that that's not true in this day and age. So, Gilad Altman, who writes quite a bit that is critical of Israel, pointed out a very interesting situation, because, you know, if you are willing to study Judaic law, you can convert. You can be made Jewish. They'll wave whatever they wave over you, and all of a sudden you're Jewish. Or apparently right now, if you go over and agree to drive a tank through a Palestinian home, they'll make you Jewish after the fact. And Gilad Altman was wondering, when you convert to Judaism, does that somehow magically transform your DNA to rid it of these criminal tendencies that Rabbi Dov Lior is warning everybody about? You know, and frankly, if we had somebody running around the United States telling white couples, you know, that they, if they require artificial insemination, that they should avoid sperm from black people because that would make their child a criminal, how would we all react? Would we not condemn that? That's what this guy is saying here. Alrighty. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're coming down to the end of the show here. And I want to get back to the economy for the rest of the day, because the economy is the important story. Things are getting worse and worse. Over in Tampa, the healthcare uniform company is laying off 95 people. Atlanta's Brookwood Place Borders is closing. St. Petersburg's landmark Pepin's restaurant is being, well, they're going out of business. It's going to be replaced by a Hooters, which for most people is a step down. And, you know, I think Hooters is a good example of how political correctness has really kind of changed the American society. We used to be a very tolerant, forgiving society. Now we're very rigid and very narrow. When Hooters first started, the reason it was so popular, when it first started, the girls were in their little shorts and their very skimpy t-shirts, and there wasn't a whole heck of a lot left to the imagination, and that was the reason for the popularity, because I got to tell you, the food is not good. We have a Hooters down here at Aloha Tower. When I was working across the street, we worked in the what was the name of that building? I can't even remember the name of the building, but it was in the big blue thermopane one. And we would go across the street to Aloha Tower for lunch every single day, and we'd rotate through the different restaurants. Don Ho has a place there. Actually, a lot of those places are now gone. Gordon Biersch is there, wonderful place. And there's a Hooters, and generally whoever's birthday it was got to pick the place that we all went to lunch, and we had this guy who just loved to go to Hooters, and we went there, and the food was horrible. And I noticed while we were there that because of political correctness, the costumes of the Hooters girls have changed very subtly. They're now wearing flesh-colored thick hose, and lots of padding underneath the shorts and the top now so that nothing absolutely shows, which was the whole point of it, the whole reason for the, and, you know, and you can go to the front and you can buy a calendar where all the waitresses are posing completely naked. But it's just, we've become a very schizophrenic society, because we say, oh, this is good. Oh, well, then we've got to cover it over so it's not so good, but keep on going in and spending your money and so forth and so on. It's just very, very, very weird. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the global warming cult. They're still out there trying to scream about 2010 is the hottest year on record. We know that at least five of the satellites that NOAA was relying on for the temperature measurements this year had badly calibrated sensors. We've documented where the temperature sensors on the ground were sighted near air conditioning outflows and near a trash incinerator. And we've gone through all of that. And the Carbonistas, the Carbonazis, are still out there trying to sell this thing. The 2010 was the warmest year on record. Their latest pathetic attempt involves a phenomenon where over in Greenland on, you know, up at the Arctic Circle, they have a very brief period where the sun does not show in the sky. It's always perpetual dawn. And the day when the sun is supposed to first appear is calculated very, very carefully. And apparently the sun peaked over the edge of the horizon 2 days early. Okay. Now, the excuse that the global warming people are saying is that because of global warming, the ice cap, the Arctic ice cap, is shorter, and therefore the sun was able to peak up over the horizon. And there are so many things wrong with this. First of all, okay, you're talking about the horizon line is many, many, many miles away from you. So the idea of the ice cap being 1 or 2 feet thicker or shorter, you know, as, you know, influencing the sunrise times is rather ridiculous. Second of all, when you're above the Arctic Circle and you see the sun for the first time, you're not seeing it to the north. You're seeing it directly due south of you, away from the ice caps. Okay? Now, the reason for this difference in day that the sun is showing is really quite easy to explain. Have you ever looked at the sun when it's right on the horizon, like when you're looking for the green flash? And you will see the image of the sun, it's squashed down, it's rippled, it's distorted. The atmospheric refraction alters the shape and also the position of where you see the sun. If we didn't have an atmosphere, the sun would come up later and set sooner than it does now. But because of the atmospheric refraction, the sun's light and image bends around the edge of the Earth a little bit. So you'll get sunrise a little bit sooner than you would otherwise, and you get a little more sunlight at the end of the day than you normally would. Now, we are in colder temperatures, and colder air is denser, and its index of refraction goes up. So the explanation why the sun peaked over the horizon in Greenland 2 days early is the atmosphere they're looking through is colder and more refractive. And that's the reason for that. Alrighty, let's see. The Jordanians are marching against inflation, poverty, and unemployment. The whole world is basically, you know, they're fed up with this thing. They're fed up with this looting of the people to feed the bankers, and the bankers going out and just playing gambling games with the money. And the governments go along with it, and I think, you know, people are just saying enough is enough. Now, over in France and Germany, because of all the financial problems in the Eurozone, the two wealthy nations, France and Germany, are being called on to say, you must take more money from your people and put it into the European Union bailout fund so we can give it to these less fortunate countries so that they can turn around and give it to the bankers. And France and Germany are saying, no, enough is enough is enough is enough. The problem is they're all caught by the same trap as the United States, a private central bank that issues the public currency at interest. And the problem with a private central bank, it is a trap. It's designed that way. When you issue that first piece of paper money, it's just paper. And when you put that out there at interest, more money is owed to the bank than is actually in existence. And it just builds and builds and builds and builds. Until finally, you have this bookkeeping debt that exists only in the ledgers, because the money that is owed never existed in the first place. It's just, you know, they come up with a number out of thin air, and they want you to pay it back at full face value and work value. And so, inevitably, private central banking, especially on a global scale, is going to lead to a global crash, and that's kind of where we are right now. Now, meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is proclaiming that it has turned over record profits to the U.S. Treasury. They're trying to basically say, see, we're putting money back into the system. But it's really a double shuffle here, because where does the Fed make its profit? It makes its profit loaning money to the U.S. Treasury, buys the Treasury bills, okay? And so basically the Treasury Department taxes you to hand $1 billion in profits to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve turns around and kicks a bit of that back to the Treasury and says, that's your profit. But it isn't profit. It may be a discount. It may be a partial rebate. But the negative wealth flow it still continues out of your pocket through Treasury and into the Federal Reserve. They're trying to find some way to convince you that this is all proper and right and good, but it isn't. Or we would have had a Federal Reserve Bank right from the beginning this nation was created. They're going to say and do anything to try and keep you from getting angry at the Federal Reserve. And as we're seeing all over the media, it's just endless distractions. Don't think about how the mortgage-backed security fraud has destroyed this country and its economy. You know, pay attention to Arizona. Pay attention to O.J. Simpson. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to that. Chemtrails, HARP, all these other things that you're going to pay attention to, because they don't want you understanding that the government took your jobs so the banks could take your home to cover their losses from the fraud. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're just about, we've just about made it through on this Friday here, and going to be resting all weekend. One more story, and then we got a caller we want to get to here. We have been following the reports of overselling of silver futures and or all metals contracts. There's been a lot of naked short selling, particularly among J.P. Morgan, and quite a few people have been buying silver in an effort to create a situation where J.P. Morgan and these other people engaging in these practices are not able to cover the contracts they've sold for delivery of metal. And the reason is because these institutions are playing the same kind of games with these silver contracts that the Federal Reserve is playing with Federal Reserve notes. They simply print up as many as they want to sell, and they don't care if they're covered or not, because the theory is that they're not going to have to worry about everybody coming in and cashing out their contracts at the exact same time. And so it's just another way to scam more money out of the system. We know that COMEX was hideously oversold. They're now basically trying to retreat out of their positions. They've been offering very generous cash positions for people to settle for cash instead of the actual metal. Not everybody's going for that. We're hearing now, however, that the buying has reached a point where shortages are showing up, and that's creating a situation where there might actually be a crash in the metals market, because if people come in with these paper contracts for so much gold or silver, coins or bars, and the brokerage who sold them that contract says, I'm sorry, I don't have it, then confidence in these particular investment instruments is going to collapse, and there's going to be another run on these institutions. Now, BullionVault.com, which runs out of Germany, has basically had to close their sales window. They're not in trouble. They're not going out of business, but they have simply run out of silver bullion. So many people have bought silver that there are shortages all over the world. We should be seeing the price skyrocket up. We're not. I think somebody's still out there trying to game the system. And again, the goal for that is to keep people in the stock market. Okay, I've yakked about that enough. We're going to go to the phones. Brad in Kentucky. Aloha, Brad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, I just had a quick question for you. Now, I know you're dismissive of the whole chemtrail, contrail issue.
You're right, I am. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right. Chemtrails, Bigfoot, HAARP, no plane at the Pentagon. This is all crud that is being put out into the alternative media in order to make us look less credible so that viewers will be tricked into going back to ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and all those other TV stations with huge advertising budgets, you know, that told you that Saddam had nuclear weapons, that weekends were made for Michelob, that you're in good hands with Allstate, that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, and so forth and so on. The U.S. government is in a panic over the fact that they've lost the ability to lie successfully to the American people. Obama's advisor, Cass Sunstein, months ago was openly advocating that Obama spend your tax money to hire people to go into chat rooms and to call into radio shows like this one and just spout nonsense so that the audience would think we're all a bunch of loonies. That's it for the show. We'll be back Monday. Have a good weekend. Be careful on those icy winter roads, and aloha, America.